I'll come right in.
Rock flag and eagle.
All right, welcome everybody back to another edition of Chairgate, and I'm your host, Rattlesnake, coming at you live. You know what? The last, 2 months, I've been saying coming at you live from Quarantine Central, but now it's, coming at you live from, Riot Central in Austin, Texas. Back with another exciting episode. You don't have a Wednesday night race in NASCAR, unfortunately, so guess what? Even better, you have this podcast with my next guest, Drew Dean. What's up, Drew? Say what's up to the listeners.
What's going on? Rattlesnake, how you doing, man?
Yeah. Give everybody a little rundown of who you are, what you do.
Yeah, first of all, super bummed there's no Wednesday race. Definitely gonna miss
obviously,
that.
Obviously, yeah.
But pumped to be on here with you. Co-host of the Garage Guys Fantasy Sports Podcast. I know you guys have had Garage Guy Chase on, and then I also do premium fantasy content over at Rotoballer. So that's my quick bullets there.
Premium, so the people have to pay to get information from you.
That's true, but you can get Garage Guy Chase's stuff for free, and we have several other writers over there. You can get the free content, but
so are you saying that you're better than Chase since people have to pay for your content?
No, of course not.
Chase is, if this was a college campus, Chase would be the, you would be the professor getting paid to lecture people and give them information. Chase would be that crazy guy with the speaker on the lawn talking about how we're all going to hell. Is that what you're saying?
We can go with that, but that's your words, not mine.
Okay, that's a very professor answer. I just want to let you know. That's a very professor answer. Okay, professor.
That was the politically correct answer.
Yeah, no, I like it. I like it. Obviously, love having Chase on. He's been on, I don't know, 2 or 3 times. Always a fun guy to have on, but I wanted the professor on this time to get some knowledge.
I like that.
Yeah, so
I might have to rub that in his face.
Yeah, just tell him to listen to it. That'll increase my listener count from 1 to 2 each week. So that would actually be pretty sweet. I would double it in 1 week.
Progress.
Yeah. So let him know. No race. For the listeners right now, they're going to be listening to this episode, and it's Wednesday night or Wednesday morning. I guess I'll probably upload it Wednesday morning. See, this is what's great about this podcast is you can literally hear me decide when I'm going to upload. I'm making major podcast decisions on the air because I'm just that dysfunctional.
You're also serving the people though, right? Because no Wednesday race means you're going to take that opportunity to be in their eardrum.
Exactly. That's what I was trying to get at. I'm glad you could figure that out. Yeah. So I feel like I'm doing a service to everyone, because they can listen to this podcast when they don't have the race. Speaking of the races, how have you felt about the Wednesday night races so far?
I've been a huge fan. You know, my biggest complaint on the Sunday races for the longest time has been going against NFL. So I'm a huge NFL fan, and it's hard for me to watch both. So Yeah, huge NFL guy.
I'm a college football guy. NFL, it's like I'll watch the Texans. But other than that, I just don't really care.
Really? See, I'm the opposite. I watch the big college games, but it's so lopsided these days with Alabama and Clemson that
I guess you're from Tennessee. There's probably not much you want to watch when it comes to football.
I'm actually from Mississippi, so curveball.
Oh, even worse.
I know.
Wait, where in Mississippi are you from?
So I went to Southern Miss, and it's a town called Hattiesburg, Mississippi.
I know Hattiesburg. Okay.
Yeah, that's where I'm from.
I got a lot of experience with Oxford, but
a little Ole Miss hanging out there.
Yeah, went there for a little bit actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah,
pretty much, just like every other Texan that goes there. Okay, cool. You're in Nashville now, right?
Yeah, I moved here about 2 or 3 years ago.
So. Okay, see, I'm in Austin. So it's like from one bachelorette city to another. I understand. But
we could combine forces and have probably one of the best bachelorette places in the world. I mean, they're the two top ones, right?
I think it would be the best. But – if we combine it, then there's no other competition. I'd rather have a rivalry.
That's true.
See, I'm a real sports fan. I want to see us compete.
I think we just created a segment.
So are you a Titans fan?
I wouldn't say so. Yeah, I'm interested to tell you who I'm a fan of because you're going to be like, oh, this guy. I'm a Patriots fan since I was a little kid.
Okay, it's not as bad. I thought you were going to say the Cowboys, so it's not that bad.
No, I was a huge Drew Bledsoe fan growing up, and he was on the Patriots quarterback, and then they switched from Bledsoe to Brady. So I was I've just been a lifelong Patriots fan.
See, everybody hates the Patriots, but I understand why, obviously. I just don't have any, like, bad experiences necessarily with Patriots fans. I was bartending in Houston during the Super Bowl when they were there, and they're rowdy as shit, very loud people. They eat an absurd amount of food. I've never seen humans eat so much food. It's insane. Like, Texas is supposed to be, like, the fattest state, but these guys could just crush any food. It was incredible. But all very nice people. I had a lot of fun with all the Pats fans. It's Cowboys fans that I deal with on a daily basis. That's just, it's obnoxious.
Are they obnoxious because they think they're America's team or because they just think they're the best, or what's the, give me the reasoning.
Yeah, it's kind of a little bit of both. I don't know. It's weird. It's like they used to be really, really good, right? Mm-hmm. And so they have this mentality that they are just really, really good, regardless of how they do each season. It's just like this mentality about them that they think they're better than everyone else. University of Texas has that as well. It's just, I don't know. It's hard to explain.
Yeah. And like you said, the Cowboys haven't been good for years. So it makes you wonder, like, when that would kind of stop. And I guess it never will.
Right. Like Houston as a city has been better than Dallas in sports since like 2011 ish. The Mavs won in 2010 or 11. I can't remember. Essentially ever since that, Houston has seemingly been better at just about every sport than Dallas every single year. And yet Houston fans don't have that attitude. Even when we're better than them, we're just kind of like fans and we're like, yeah, you know, it is what it is. We'll probably get knocked out in the playoffs like we do every year. But Cowboys fans will, no matter how they are that season, think they're the shit.
That's so true. I'm kind of worried, though, about you guys with the way Bill O'Brien's managing the team. I'm worried.
You're worried.
Yeah.
No, trust me. We're all worried. I will say, though, I will defend his honor just a little bit. I used to bartend for him. He lived down the street from a bar that I would bartend at in a place called Bryce Village. And he was a local there. He would come in all the time. He'd wear his hat really down low, just a black hat, you know, try to be like secretive. And he'd go sit in the corner by himself. And he was a very nice guy, him and his wife. And he would always tip so much money. Even for like one beer, he'd throw you like a $50 bill. So
that's enough to give you to make you biased, and that counts. So
exactly. And I always thought that about him. I always thought, even if this guy sucks, even if this guy destroys our team, and this was back in like, well, what would this been, like 2015? And even back then, I was thinking, like, if this guy does terrible and destroys the entire franchise, he has treated me so well that I will always be biased about him, even when it's like masochist of me to still be biased, right? Because he's causing me so much pain, I will still support him. It's almost like he kidnapped me and I'm still, you know, defending him. That's essentially what's happened. So it's genius. It's a genius move. For any really bad coach out there, I highly recommend it. Just go to a bar and leave incredible tips, and just the word on the street will be like, no, he's actually a good guy.
I like that. Was he was the butt chin as bad then? I'm sure it wasn't at that time, 2015.
It was always bad. Yeah, it was very noticeable.
I feel like he's gained weight in the past couple of years. Maybe not.
Okay, yeah, maybe. Yeah, maybe. I stopped in like 2016, I think.
Gotcha.
So 2017, maybe. I don't know. I can't remember.
Did you make good money bartending?
Oh, yeah. Better than I do, you know, with a full-time salary job and a college degree.
Yeah, I've always wanted to dip my toes in that just to see how it is. Cause I mean, I've heard people raking in the money.
It's not even fair. So much disposable and, yeah. And it's all cash, you know?
Right.
I can't say anything on the show, but
cash is nice.
When they're leaving cash tips at the end of the night and you have to type in tip amounts, you know.
Right.
The cash is nice to have.
Right. You just get that cash and you do a little liquidating at night.
Yeah. Crunch the numbers a little bit. Just crunch the numbers. So, yeah, bartended, great job, make way more money, should have never went to college, you know, hate myself for it. I'll never forgive myself. Anyway, you're an NFL fan.
Do we go from late night racing to football to Bill O'Brien to bartending?
That's chair gating, baby. Just strap in for the ride, man.
I like it. I'm ready.
How have these Wednesday night races been?
I've loved them. I've loved having racing back. I think, first of all, like, that's what people need to stay, is like, just having something back. There's definitely an impact on that. But in terms of the racing, I've enjoyed it. Like I said, I love the Wednesday racing. I don't think we obviously aren't getting it this week, but I think we resume next week, correct?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Okay. So we're 1 week without it. I don't know why they decided. Maybe they wanted the racers to see their families, because I know they've been going at a crazy pace, but
where are they going next? They're going to Atlanta next, correct?
It's Atlanta next. And
so is Wednesday also Atlanta then? That would make sense.
I think they're going somewhere else on Wednesday. I can't remember where though.
Why? I like Atlanta. I actually enjoy Atlanta. Some people don't like it. I actually enjoy races at Atlanta. Yeah, no, it's been nice, you know, and like you said, it's just nice to have sports back. I actually just designed a shirt we're going to be selling, you know, at the bellyofsports.com store. And it was like a meme of a White Sox fan with his belly sticking out, holding up a sign at one of the games. And I've removed that. And on the sign, it says, "Bring sports back." It's kind of a joke, you know, also about like the protests and stuff. It's like, you know, I'm protesting to bring sports back.
There you go.
So everybody go check that out. That should probably be up like tomorrow on the store. So I'll be promoting the shit out of that one.
Do you do a lot of shirts? Is that kind of the norm? Or?
Yeah. Yeah. Here at Belly Up Sports, I do everything. And I know my colleagues listen to this show and I want them to fucking hear it.
You're the all-star.
I'm the MVP. I'm the all-star. I'm the president and the vice fucking president.
I like
it. That's actually not true. That none of that's true. I mean, when they hear that, they'll be like, what the fuck? But don't worry about it. Yeah, right. I do the designs mostly. But, I'm just happy that we have these races back. And I was always – it's funny because, you know, people were always like, oh, we should try shorter races. That might help viewership. I'm sure you remember this argument or this debate that, you know, it's been going on for a couple of years. And I actually was always against shortening races. I was always like a purist. I was like, if you, you know, want shorter races, just don't watch NASCAR. You know, why? If you enjoy something, why would you want less of it? Stuff like that. Pretty solid arguments. Anyway, these Wednesday night races have actually converted me to being more open about, you know, some shorter races throughout the season because they've been super enjoyable. I still don't think I want to shorten Sunday races because I want my entire day just completely consumed by NASCAR. But if they just started doing like Wednesday races during regular season and, you know, had just a shorter race, that would be sick. What do you think about that?
I agree. And I think if they even shortened the amount of time in the season, like months, but had two races a week with your shorter Wednesday races that you proposed, I think that's what I'd be signing up for.
Yeah, and they could just do it like a couple times throughout the season. It doesn't have to be every single week. It can be like a couple special occasions. It's going to be tough, I understand, because you probably won't be selling, you know, you're not going to sell many tickets. You'd have to do it, you know, in a city like Charlotte or something, where when you get off work, you still have enough time to go to the race, essentially.
Yeah, and I think the big thing is tickets and you're taking everybody's weekends away. So if you limited the number of weekends you had, there's going to be an impact, right? So I think you have to find, can the ratings increase and then some other form of income account for that loss of weekend, right? That's what you got to do.
Well, why do you have to lose the weekend?
Because I think if you add more Wednesday races, right, then you would essentially be losing weekend some weekend races, unless you're going to say they do more races per year.
Well, if you're saying they squish the season in, take away a couple extra weeks, then you could just take those extra weeks that were on the tail end and put them into the Wednesdays and keep all your Sunday races throughout the season.
I'm with you, but wouldn't that reduce the number of weekend races?
No. You keep that the same. So, like, let's say you end the season 4 weeks early, right?
Yeah.
Now we have four extra races, right?
Okay, so you're saying if you're extending this, you're squishing the season, but you're extending the number of races per season. Gotcha.
No, I'm keeping the number of races the same. All right, so let's say you squish the season down, right?
Yeah.
You cut it off 4 weeks early, and you're like, that's it. This is the cutoff line. Now you have these four extra races that you used to race, but now they're no longer on the schedule because you cut the schedule short. So now you have to take those four extra races and put them in this condensed schedule, which means all the Sundays are taken up. You have to put them on different days, hence the Wednesday.
Yeah, I guess I'm just not following. I guess I'm not following the part on the ones you're losing.
Either I sound completely insane, and the podcast listeners are going to hear me and be like, what the fuck was he talking about? Or I'm going to go back and listen and text you and be like, you fucking idiot. I knew I was right.
I'm probably the idiot, but my brain, I'm just sitting over here and I keep thinking, like, if the number of races stays the same, but you're adding Wednesday races, then you're losing some Sunday races. There's no net.
The number of races stays the same. Anyway. Anyway.
I'm going to sound like an idiot. I don't know why you're bringing me on to talk about DFS. I just lost all credibility.
Well, either I'm a genius or I'm a madman. That makes no sense. So
I think we at least agree that we like Wednesday racing and there's a way to do it.
Oh, 100%. 100%. The races have been a lot of fun. Darlington especially. I loved Darlington. I was thinking about this, though. And tell me if this kind of catches you off guard a little bit.
Okay.
Kyle Busch. How many wins does he have this season?
Zero. It's crazy.
Kyle Busch has zero wins.
Yeah, it's crazy. And I just professed my Kyle Busch fandom, actually, on the last episode of Garage Guys.
Ooh, did you?
I decided to, because he was getting so much hate, and I was loving what he was putting out on Twitter, just basically embracing it, saying that he was the best.
I've always admitted to that. I think I'm not a Kyle Busch fan. I have something against clearly you like cheering for winners, obviously. Deep down in my soul, I have something that I just don't want to be happy. And I can't cheer for winners. Like, it'll just drive me crazy. I've never been able to cheer for a winner, never been able to cheer for a consistent winner. I don't know why. I just don't want to be happy. I think I enjoy having to needlessly defend myself. But that's my only reason with Kyle Busch, because I agree with you. I actually kind of like how he just eggs it on. I enjoy that as a personality.
Yeah, I love the personality, how he embraces his, his character, and then also the fact that he seems just to be very business savvy. Because right, he's marketing all this, making money off all this. And if you're me, I'm a conspiracy theorist guy, so I believe some of this stuff between him and Chase is all fabricated. So,
oh, I'm big conspiracy theory. Oh yeah. I will say, I think he seems like kind of a fucking nerd.
For sure, but half these guys in the Cup Series now are.
I know. It's, I think when Chase is on, I went on a whole rant about this, about the nerds in NASCAR. It's a real problem in NASCAR. It's been taken over by nerds.
For sure. There's definitely, especially more and more coming in, it seems like.
Also, another interesting one here, when I'm looking at, like, the playoff standings. So, I don't know if you keep up with the point standings, but it's Joey Logano, Kevin Harvick, Kislowski, Chase Elliott, Denny Hamlin, Alex Bowman, which is kind of the surprise there. So pretty normal names, Truex Jr., Blaney, Kyle Busch, surprisingly low. But Austin Dillon in 16.
That's kind of surprising. I wouldn't have expected to see him there. Brad's the other surprising one to me. I wanted to get your thoughts on. He seems like he's the luckiest guy. He just wins these races and when no one else expects it.
He definitely has been this year. It's funny because I feel like he hasn't blown me out of the water this year, but it's like, no, he actually has two wins already. It is strange.
Yeah, he probably has two wins, and it just seems like they've both been right place, right time.
Oh, absolutely.
But that's the name of the game. So
I just think – so I've been an Austin Dillon fan. Like I said, I just don't like to enjoy winning. So I've been an Austin Dillon fan for years now since he's come into it. And I've had to defend him all the time. And finally, like last season was kind of the point where I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I mean, I guess everybody's right. I will say this, though. Last week, the Sunday race at Bristol, came in sixth. Right? I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah.
The Charlotte Wednesday race, so the race before that, came in eighth. Let's see here. Where did he come in next? Okay, 14th. That's not good. Hold on. He's got a couple of them. Either way, he's had a couple, like, top 10 wins this season. He's had, like, three or four. I'm just saying. It's very strange. Not like him to be consistent.
Maybe you need a winner in your life, the way 2020 is going. Maybe he's going to do it for you.
See, I don't even know if he'll get a win this season. I think he's going to point his way into the playoffs, though.
That'd be pretty tight.
That's what's – but because it's like 2020 is so fucking weird. Austin Dillon notoriously has to get like a surprise upset win to get into the playoffs, or he's just not getting into the playoffs. You know what I mean?
Right.
2020 is so fucking weird that this is going to be the season he points his way into the playoffs without a single win. Going to be fucking weird. I know, but it's going to happen.
I'm not going to lie. I just don't see I don't see it happening, but I hope he does. Like I'm good with Austin being in the playoffs, but I feel like he's going to choke and have some of those races where he wrecks out early.
It's going to happen. You just got to have a special feeling in your gut like I do.
You're a gut boy.
So do you not bet with your gut?
I think in most cases you're better off eliminating your gut. So I'm different.
So you've surgically removed your gut. Is this what I'm
surgically removed it and thrown it out?
Wow. How much does a procedure like that cost?
Oh, you know, just an arm and a leg to get your gut out. So you just gotta lose it all.
Wow. You are really dedicated to just not ever using your gut. Props to you.
I'm definitely kind of fabricated. There's always gonna be biases, which I call the gut. And I'm sure we'll get into it more later, but I do my best to eliminate all that crap that people believe in their head is their gut telling them to do something, and I try to do with what the numbers say. And that's probably why I've been better at things than, you know, involving gambling. So I try to eliminate it, but there are cases where I go with my gut. So I'm definitely guilty of it.
Okay, so you Jonah Hill moneyballed it, is what you're telling me.
I wouldn't give myself that much credit.
I don't know, Professor. It sounds like you are. Okay. Well, that's actually why I had you on. I've been seeing on Twitter and shit, Chase always hyping you up. He's like your hype man. He's like, you know, like he preaches about God and going to hell on the college lawn. He also hypes you up when you walk by. Because that's all I've been seeing about from him on Twitter recently, about how much money you make. On DraftKings, right? You use DraftKings?
I do. I do play DraftKings. I play FanDuel as well.
Which one do you prefer?
My short answer is DraftKings, but I would have to know what your intentions are before I give you what you would need to use.
My intentions are making money.
Are you trying to double your money or win big?
Wait, what? I thought doubling your money was winning big. God damn.
I mean, like, do you want to beat half the field? Because there's contests where you can beat half the field and you get double your money back. And then there's contests where the prize pool is staggered, right? So it's first place makes a bunch of money, and then as you go down, you make less. So,
well, what do you recommend for a guy that's never done this?
I would recommend starting with what they call cash games, which is like 50-50. So half the field loses, half the field wins. So you either make your money back plus you either double your money or you don't make anything, and start there and just feel it out and then work your way towards the tournaments. But a lot of people just throw casual money that is disposable and they don't really need it and they want to win that tournament. So if that's your strategy, I can guide you that way too. I'm here to help you.
Okay. So do you also have like a bookie on the side, or do you just play DFS?
I've gone through phases, and I definitely have access to multiple books at all times. Yeah.
Okay.
If it's something I like, I'll play it.
Okay, cool. See, I have experience with that. No good experience, mind you, but experience on that side. I've never done DFS. So how did you get into this? And you're going to have to kind of run me through how I can start making money.
That's going to be hard. It took me years. I mean, it took years of practice. But
well, I don't want to practice and spend years. So just tell me the secret that you found out, like the extra little thing that took you years to find out. Just, I want to skip all that. Just tell me that part.
Okay. I'll work on that. Do you want the history, or do you want the cliff notes, or do you want the, or do you just want like the starting with the history of how I got into DFS, or like how far back do you want me to go?
How long can this lecture be, Professor?
It can't be that long. I just wanted to know. I can get right to DFS if you want.
No, let me hear it. Let me hear your backstory. I need to hear this.
Okay. So I guess starting like in high school, I was heavy into sports and video games, and that kind of transitioned into, I was, you know, playing Call of Duty. Everybody's been there playing Call of Duty or Halo with your friends.
Of course.
And, you know, on Xbox Live or PlayStation, whatever. I was an Xbox guy.
Ugh.
Were you a PlayStation guy?
Well, yeah. I mean, I had sex with girls. So, yes.
Okay. I was an Xbox guy. And
okay. Well, you know, to each his own.
To each his own. And, you know, I think I started thinking, what if I found a way to either play a video game for money or play something that's like a video game? And I really got heavy into Texas Hold'em poker. So the only reason I bring that up is that kind of translates, in my opinion, to DFS, because it's all about, you know, how many cards in the deck can give you the, basically the understanding percentages and chances to win.
Doesn't DraftKings sponsor like poker, professional poker?
I'm sure somewhere, somehow.
Because it makes sense. Like, you know, that same type of target audience.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And DraftKings has a sports book now, so they're trying to hit everything gambling.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, yeah, it's blowing up. Their stock's up like 100% since they opened two, three months ago, so since they went public. So it's been, DraftKings is doing well throughout all this coronavirus and rioting stuff, so they're not affected.
Just people, you know, gambling with their government checks, baby.
Right. So anyways, poker, I had a lot of success with that. And was in college and basically was at the point where I was either going to drop out of college. I had a full-time job, or I had a part-time job. I was taking 18 hours of class. I was in a fraternity. And
what fraternity?
I was a Pi Cap, which was big at Southern Miss. I don't know if you had that where you were.
Lame, dude. What More like you? Pi Crap.
What were you?
KA.
KA. And you went to?
U of H, baby.
U of H. Nice.
Yeah.
I don't know if we had a KA. I don't think we had a KA active chapter.
No. Well, that makes sense. Bunch of Xbox guys down there.
Xbox guys, yeah. I like it.
Anyway, continue. You were,
I don't know where I was.
Talking anyway. About how great you were at everything you've ever done.
Perfect. Perfect. So I did the poker thing and basically had to decide. Like, it was overwhelming my life between poker and college and trying to keep the job and all that stuff. And I eventually just eliminated the poker. It was just consuming me and, you know, whatever. And somewhere
Are you way, making money doing the online poker?
Wait, what was that?
Were you making money doing online poker?
I did. I made a large sum of money playing online poker, and I had one particular night when I was rushing the fraternity that I left a party and entered a tournament at 1 a.m. and ended up finishing the tournament at 10 a.m. the next day. And that's my first like big, that was my first big hit in Texas Hold'em poker. And that's kind of where it was just one of those epic stories. Like, I'd been out all night and then decided to enter a tournament, which was probably the stupidest thing I could have done. And it ended up turning out to be one of the best nights of my life. So
this playing Texas Hold'em online against virtual people you've never met, transitioned to you being good at DFS? How does that relate?
I think the...
Is this how you met your wife, by the way, playing online poker?
No, I met her on campus.
Oh, look at you, big dog. All right. Is it weird that when you met her family, were they like, oh, you brought home the professor? That's kind of strange, but I guess, you know, that's what happens in college.
No, they didn't. They didn't know me as the professor.
They didn't know you were the professor. No. See, I don't know if that's legal. I think you actually have to disclose those things. But, you know, to each his own. So anyway, how does this relate to DFS?
To me, it's just the numbers and percentages and understanding, like, what's optimal and getting a read on your opponents and all that stuff. I think that all translates. And you know, basically just I have to say it's a lot of numbers, right? I mean, that's – if you're playing poker and you're able to study your opponents and understand the percentages, then you're probably going to win. Of course, there's this huge luck factor in both games. So that's the other piece.
Yeah, see, I don't like numbers at all.
It's okay, I'm here for you.
Okay, I'm just like listening to my gut. Like my gut's telling me right now you're hungry or like take another sip of this delicious Lone Star tall boy. Okay.
Yeah, or I think you're – wait, Chase told me
that's
you're –
that's what I just did.
You're a big dip boy, right? You like to dip.
Oh, yeah.
What'd y'all debate? Like favorite dips or something?
Yeah, he was talking about how Grizzly's superior to Copenhagen. I was like, that's just false. I mean, maybe if you're like a broke college kid, it's better, sure. But like, I'm a grown man. I'm an adult. So it wasn't much of a debate. It was just me like educating him.
Oh, I got you. You were the yeah. Wait, you're the professor.
Oh, damn. This just got turned on its head. Everybody's confused now. This is like a beautiful mind. So, okay. I don't like numbers, but I like to make money. How do I win money at DFS? Because you were telling me earlier, you actually met Chase at Talladega, right?
Yes. That's correct.
And you said you were there on DraftKings dime. Like, how do I get to that point?
I guess it's once you put a certain amount of entry fees into their site, once you play enough, you just enter a VIP pool of players, and they have I have a VIP rep that will reach out every now and then and just check on me and ask me if I'm, you know, how I'm doing, or they'll offer me something. Like, I've only had tickets offered to me twice, so it's not like it's an everyday thing. I don't want to hype myself up like that.
Dude, that is tight, though. Nobody has called and ask me. In fact, it's usually the other way around. Usually I try to call like races and college games and stuff and try to get tickets, try to get credentials, and they have to tell me don't show up. In fact, we'll call the police if you show up. So I'm not used to people calling me and being like, do you just want to go for free?
Bad boy rattlesnake. They try to keep you away, huh?
They always try to keep me away. That's just the life I live, man. So is it like you have to win a certain amount for people to reach out to you, or it's just like you just give them so much fucking money, they're like, we should probably give this guy something back?
Yeah, I don't think it's tied to the winnings at all. Like, I think if I was somebody that lost every tournament, as long as you meet the threshold of deposit, like how much you deposited.
Do you know the threshold?
No clue.
Okay. Okay. It's just like an internal thing that they have. So I don't know if you want to disclose this. Do you disclose like how much you win?
Like net profit or like my biggest win? Like I can give.
Do you disclose any of that stuff?
No, I disclose like when I have like a certain win or.
Okay, so you would tell me if you like you could tell me what a big win was for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay,
and I can tell you about a terrible weekend too.
Okay, let me hear those two. Yeah.
Yeah, I probably in my biggest win. So I had a $7,000. This past Sunday, but my biggest win is $15,000 on a NFL slate. So that's probably my biggest one. I've had
your
a
biggest
lot of-
was $15,000.
Yes.
Jesus.
Yep. And I tweeted, I think at AJ, it was between 10 and 15, and I'm not sure. I tweeted at AJ Derby, just a random tight end that actually like moved me over the edge in the very last play. So I tweeted him. He didn't respond. I bought a jersey that night and all that stuff. So it was fun.
Wait, did DraftKings like hype you up and shit?
No, I think they try to stay like unbiased. I mean, they might say like congrats on the the million.
How is that unbiased? Shouldn't they like promote you and be like, look how much you can win at our site? Look at what this guy did. Look at this jabroni. He's walking home with 15 grand. You're better than this guy, right?
But they have people like win $1 million. So that's the people you see like on the commercials.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You know, I'm not that level.
Still, you would think just on Twitter, like, you know, a random night, they're like, this guy just happened to win a shit ton of money. Let's like quote tweet him. I don't know. Maybe they should hire me to do their digital marketing, but that's neither here nor there.
You just plug yourself there. I like that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I hope they're listening. Hire me, please. I'll send you my resume. My name's Rattlesnake. So you said, did you mention the worst?
Yeah, I probably on certain weekends when I think there's like a really big opportunity and I'm going for it in a sense. And I'm, you know, I've risked up to over a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I've probably put up $4,500 in entry fees and walked away with only 1,000 of it back. So I probably, that would be my worst, absolute worst weekend, probably losing
$3,500. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And your wife was just like, another day.
She doesn't really know that. So she gets the cliff notes. So she really doesn't ask questions, but she knows.
She doesn't know just how much weekend costs you.
No, she doesn't get the, you know, the way I see
I'm
it.
Sure she, I'm sure she fucking knew when you won 1500 though, or 15,000.
Over time, I don't like run and jump and go crazy because I'm weird and I'm dead inside. And like when I win, I barely even fist pump. It's, she does figure out, yeah. I mean, she figures it out. I tell her, but it's not like I'm going and like celebrating because I feel like if I go and celebrate and like make a big deal about it, then that means every time I lose, I have to go like admit defeat. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I do both those things. Are you kidding me? That's exactly how I react to things. Yeah. If I lose, I'll like punch a hole in the wall. But if I win, I'll also punch a hole in the wall, just with a different mindset. There's holes all over the walls in my apartment. It's just some are happy, some are angry.
Do you are you one of the guys that, like when they lose in FIFA or whatever video game, they like throw their controller and all that stuff? Is that you?
No. I can't fucking. I don't want to have to pay for a new. I'm the type of guy that if I'm holding the controller, I'm about to, but I'm like, fuck. I paid a lot of money for this, and then I'll punch a hole in the wall. You know, something cheap.
A little bit of self control.
Something cheap, yeah, because I'm so cheap deep down that it actually outweighs my anger, which is also just terrifying. But the cheapness is the best part about me.
I'm pretty cheap myself, so I can relate to that.
Okay. Yeah, right? I mean, dude, I'm going to be the worst dad ever. My kids are going to be asking me for money for shit, and they'll have to, like, type up a whole request form and, like, you know, how they're actually going to pay it back and this and that. And I'll be like, is this the cheapest brand you could find? You know, did you do your research? Because I hear in China you can get this for half the price.
It's true.
That's going to be me as a dad. So
I'm with you. I mean, I just don't understand how I can put up that much money on DFS, but I also like can't pay $5 for something. So I'm weird, you know?
So what do you win the biggest on? What sport?
I'd say surprisingly my biggest wins, and this kind of will blow your mind. I got into NASCAR DFS was my first exposure to the NASCAR sport. So like I was backwards on NASCAR. Every other sport, I was a fan of the sport first.
Right.
I'd say NASCAR, I'm going to try to do an order. Probably NASCAR, UFC, eSports, single game, NFL, then NFL, then NBA. Probably that order.
See, UFC is the ultimate sport where it's like, if you just watch UFC, you're like, okay, you know, that's cool. But then if you watch UFC with money riding on that fight, it's the most exciting. It's like polar opposites. I like normal UFC. I honestly could care less. And I wrestled in high school, so like I like that type of stuff. But when I have fucking money riding on one of those fights, I'm losing my mind.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. It's like the best, what they call in DFS world, the best sweat, you know?
Oh, big time. Yeah, UFC is the best for that. But I just don't understand how you make money on NASCAR. That's what I lose the most money on.
Yeah, NASCAR is its own animal. Like you gotta.
I don't know how you do it, man. It's the sport I watch the most, that and college football. But I lose the most money on it. So I just – and people come to me and ask all the time, all my friends. they'll text me and be like, what do you think about this line? Like, you know, how about this matchup? And I'm like, here's my opinion based on watching every single fucking minute of every race every season. And it's probably going to be wrong.
Are you, when you say you've lost the most on NASCAR, are you playing like the pick to win, or are you playing the head to heads?
Yeah, I do a little bit of both. It's just like whatever I see, what I like, that looks the best.
Yeah. I would tell you, like, for me, I've had way more success doing the head to heads than trying to.
That's what, you know, I was talking to my brother-in-law actually like 2 nights ago, and he's been making a lot of money on NASCAR with his book. And I was like, dude, I never make money on NASCAR. I don't know. And he doesn't watch it at all. He just now started watching it because of the money. And yeah, he's like, I've been cleaning up. And he said he's doing just head to heads.
You know what we should do? You should text me on Sunday, and between the two of us, let's come up with 3 or 4 head to heads we're going to take.
Yes.
Let's do that.
Okay. So I just signed up for DraftKings. Okay.
Okay.
And I just deposited the minimum amount. Should I tell you like my username, or is that stuff private?
I mean, you can do whatever you want. You can publicize it to.
That's not like, okay. I can publicize that. That's not like a private thing.
No, go ahead.
Okay. I got the best nickname ever. 69 Rattlesnake 420.
Wow. Look at this force of nature that just started DraftKings.
Exactly. People are going to see me and be like, well, I quit. I mean, just have all my money, sir. All right, so I just deposited the minimum amount, $25. I've never done DraftKings before in my entire life. Just downloaded the app. I'm looking at it. Tell me where I need to go.
Okay. Bottom left, do you see the lobby?
Yes.
Okay, click that, and then tell me what you see.
Okay. MMA. NAS.
There you go.
CSGO.
Get that NAS.
Get that NAS, girl.
Get in there.
So, Classic, Sunday 2. Do I just click that one?
Yes.
Okay.
So if you had multiple races or multiple slates, they had to be broken down there. But since we just had that one, you just click it.
Okay. And now it just has like a list of a lot of different like entry fees and these different ones that I can – these are the ones I can join, correct?
Yes. And if you – do you have a filter at the bottom?
Yeah.
So if you click filter, you would be able to go and hit
sort head to head.
I wouldn't do those because that's just you versus another person. There's a lot of sharks doing that. I would do the, let's see, filter contest type. Do you see that?
Yep.
And then you could basically come in here and say you wanted to do the 50-50s and double ups. That would be to get your money back plus or double your money. And
well, there's none of them.
They'll post them later. It's too soon. But
all right, so I'm gonna have you then later help me out with my picks because I gotta win some money on my first one. If I start this fucking thing out and I lose money, I'm gonna just be so angry.
And that's the number one problem with people that play DFS. They give up too early. I'm not gonna let you give up if you lose, by the way.
Yeah, but then I just gotta keep putting money back in there. I only got $25 in there right now. I want to like win some house money first and then put it back in, then lose, and then be like, well, I've already seen that I can win some house money, let me go back in, like double up. That's how casinos work. That's how you got to do it.
I have a solution. We'll let Garage Guy Chase give you the winners.
Wait, how is that? I thought you were the ace in the hole here. I thought you were the professor.
I don't want to be that guy that causes you to lose your first batch of money and then you don't play it.
You have to be now. We've gone past that point. Okay. This is what our friendship's based on.
We're on to that next phase of our relationship?
Oh, yeah, big time. Okay. Yeah. You didn't know coming into this podcast that I was moving that relationship that quickly, but I knew. It was my plan the whole time.
I like it. I'll take the pressure. I'll help you out.
All right. So we'll figure that out. What days do you usually do that?
I look at everything on Thursday, Friday. I start submitting a couple lineups on Saturday, and then Saturday at Astonishing Country. And then Sunday, I'm basically at my computer and on my monitors and all that for 4 or 5 hours on Sunday doing my thing. So,
okay.
In the morning, hit me up, and if I don't answer, send another text.
We're going to have you come on as like a guest writer and do a blog. We have a new site, Belly Up Fantasy Sports. and it's been blowing up right now. We got a really good crew over there, but I'll need you to come on and do some kind of guest blog and just talk about all this.
Just start that team up over there. Is that something that's, I mean, is that new? Is that what you said?
Yeah, yeah. It's a new site specifically just for fantasy sports.
Awesome. I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, we just want to separate it from the main site just because the main site, we're trying to focus more on satire in sports, whereas, you know, the other one, it's fantasy. It's not going to be funny, right? It's people are going there like for picks and shit.
Wanting to make money, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's funny when I try to make money. I'm really bad at it, so a lot of people get enjoyment out of that. You told me, though, you just texted me that there's breaking news about Nashville. Is this correct?
Yes, just saw this. You go ahead and break it.
No, you break it. You broke it to me. I'm not stealing your thunder on this one.
Yeah, so I knew it was there. I mean, I'm sure you've read the speculation about NASCAR possibly being a new destination for NASCAR, and it was just made official.
I've written many articles on the topic, yes.
Yeah. They're going? I think it's 2021 official, unless this tweet's lying to me. And
who's the tweet by?
Let's see. Hold on. Putting on the spot. Jordan Bianchi. Motorsport Reporter of The Athletic. That sounds legit, right?
I don't know, man.
It says news, Nashville Super Speedway to host NASCAR Cup Series race in 2021. So sounds like you signed yourself up for a road trip.
Let's see. Is this thing? Adam Stern? I think Adam Stern just tweeted about it. Nashville Super Speedway is tentatively slated to host a June 2021 Cup Series race. This likely means that SMI's bid to host blah, blah, blah. I mean, that's Adam Stern. That's legit.
I'm excited.
I'm definitely going to a race. If there's a race in Nashville, are you kidding me? That might be my new spot each year.
Andy might have a free place to stay.
Ooh.
Hey-o.
Oh. No wives allowed, though, right?
No wives allowed.
Yeah, boys trip only.
Boys trip. Let the boys play.
Yeah, yeah. Chase can come, I guess. We'll think about letting Chase come.
We'll think about it.
We'll think about it, Chase. I know you're listening. You're my second listener, so I know.
It's going to depend on how Chase acts in the next few weeks.
Yeah, that's true. All right, well, thanks for coming on. I'm glad you're teaching me how to make some money. That's why I had you on instead of Chase.
I feel like I didn't do a very good job, but, you know, I'm here for it. You got the story, you got the background, and once you start playing, I feel like you need to probably bring me back so I can actually make this make sense, because there's so much to do with understanding how the casual fan plays and what you can do to basically do the opposite. And I feel like that would be better after you play a few times.
So this is like a little teaser for like next time you're on Chairgate, and you got to listen to that episode, everybody.
I'm not going to lie. I didn't realize you never played before, because if I told you everything I wanted to tell you, it would go way over your head.
I've never played. I've never played DraftKings before.
I just assumed since you were a big NASCAR guy, I was like, he's played DFS.
Nope. No, never gotten into it. I've done fantasy leagues. I've had books. I mean, isn't this just essentially having a book?
I got to give you the golden rule. It's kind of like a book, but the golden rule I'm going to tell you, because I didn't really give you any technical advice. For NASCAR, with so much variance and so much wrecking in that sport, you have got to play multiple lineups.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I totally understand that. Because exactly. I mean, they're going to wreck out. A sure win is going to wreck out on lap two. So.
Right.
And, yeah, but I'm with you there.
People don't understand it, man. Like, I tell our premium subs, I'm like, if I would rather you enter 20 $3 lineups, so $60, and enter 20 different lineups, then play three $20 lineups. And I don't think people do that unless they are told to do so. So if whatever your bankroll is, you said $25, so maybe look for the $3 tournament or the $1 tournament and play Mac, throw as many as you can in there.
Well, it's gonna go higher if I enjoy this. I was just signing up right before we called each other. So, I mean, the other day, everybody made fun of me, but I put $25 down on Austin Dillon plus 4,000.
Oh, man, if that would have hit.
At Charlotte, two laps left. Two laps left, and he's restarting fifth on the inside lane.
How hype were you?
Dude, I was losing my fucking mind. I was like, if this hits, I'm telling all these motherfuckers. Like, I knew it. Because my thought process was the Chevys are looking good, and if I'm going to put money down on any fucking track for Austin Dillon to win at, it's either Daytona or Charlotte, because that's the only places he's won. And yeah, he was starting good, and it was plus 4,000. And I was like, I mean, fuck it. This is the craziest line, but I got to take it.
What would you have done that night if it would have hit?
I mean, my wife was sitting there next to me. I was like, baby, we're going out. Like, whatever you want, we're going out.
I'm willing to get the coronavirus to go celebrate this.
Oh, yeah, big time. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, if, like, God came down and was like, I'll let you win this, but you also have to take Corona. And I'd be like, wait a minute, God. First of all, you're going to fucking actually have Austin Dillon win a race. That's a miracle right there alone. And second of all, you're telling me that I can miss work for 2 days and the government pay me money?
Sign me up.
That's a win-win.
Yeah. I like it.
So anyway, that's the type of guy you're dealing with. You're going to have to come back on.
Head of your seat just when that restart happened. I don't know. I've had some terrible bad beats in that same situation. I think Ty Dillon was leading the race 1 year.
He was last year.
I was so pumped, man. I was so excited because I had him in so many DraftKings lineups, and he dropped from like first to 17th in two laps. I was like, "What? How is that even possible?"
Yeah, it's. I think that's a family thing because that's essentially what Austin did. He ended up finishing like 12th. Oof. With two laps left, and he's restarting fifth. It's like his end. He just, I don't know what happened, had a really bad restart. He just fell to the back immediately. Because I was like, telling my wife, I was like, baby, this is it. This is a restart. He's on the inside, restarting fifth. I was like, he has a legit shot here. And I was just hyping it up. And then the green flag comes out, and he just immediately falls to the back. And I was like, all right, never mind. Let's just go to fucking Arby's or something. That's all I can afford.
Yeah, man. No, I think now that you say that, I think Austin Dillon kind of screwed me that night too. You said Charlotte, right?
Yeah, this was last weekend.
Yeah. I had him in a couple lineups, and him dropping from 5th to 12th, actually, I was so mad.
He got just outside top 10 also. So even in, like, my fantasy live lineup, that fucked me. Like, every way he could have.
That's how it is when you have a favorite. They always find a way.
They really do. So you'll come back on. I'm going to keep my audience up to date with the progress of you teaching me this.
Okay.
So over this weekend, I'll be tweeting about it. And if I lose all my money, I'm just going to be sending you hate tweets.
Sounds good. That sounds good. Have you even retweeted my winning lineup? You haven't done that yet.
Wait, you already tweeted out a lineup?
No, you got to retweet my winning lineup this past weekend.
Oh, yeah. Did you win a lot of money or something?
I did.
Yeah, I think that's what caught my attention. Chase was tweeting about it, and I was like, oh, shit.
I don't like – so Chase is the – you know Chase. He just has no problem speaking his mind on all subjects. And
right.
Loves social media. I'm not a guy that likes to brag, so Chase has taken that upon himself to brag on me.
Yeah, so he's saying he's your hype man. It works.
He's my hype man. I like
it. Yeah, you look humble while you're making all the money. It's a baller move.
I just can't do it. I hate typing up tweets where I'm bragging on myself. It's not my style.
Just how much was your winnings?
On
that one, the big one that you just hit last weekend.
That was 7,600, I think.
Yeah, so just tweet out, just won 7,600, suck my dick, period.
That'd go over real well.
Just tweet that out, see what happens. It'll be funny. That's what I would do.
Yeah.
I mean, you can say suck my dick. You just won that much money.
That's true.
Yeah. I think that's the rules. That's what Benjamin Franklin said.
I'm going to get Randy the Plumber to do it.
Oh, shit!
He started incorporating some Chef Boyardee stuff. So
I saw that. Yeah. I saw that cracked me up. And I was like, now I know I got to get him on the podcast. So that's that. You can thank Randy for that.
I'll tell Randy thanks. He's on vacation right now. So.
All right. Well, thanks for coming on. I'm going to get you back on, and you're going to, you know, explain to everybody either how you made me so much money or why you lost me all my money. It'll be good. Yeah, everybody check you out at what?
At Chef Boyardeen, and that's with a B-O-I, and then capital R, and then my last name's Dean. With
so it's like Boy.
Yeah, Chef Boyardeen.
Chef Boy.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right, thanks for coming on. Get you back on soon, and let's make that money.
Let's do it. Appreciate it.
Later.